So this is a two very rich scripture readings, so much to talk about, and I didn't want to take any of it out, even though it both were long scripture readings. I found them so fun and interesting, and I realized when I was choosing what scripture to read that I am officially a Bible nerd, because I could not take any of it out. I wanted to talk about it all, but I will only talk about one piece today. Jesus did some unexpected things. In the scripture, he fed 5,000 men with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, and walked alongside the disciples' boat and hopped in. Here are back-to-back miracles. I remember as a child trying to figure out how scientifically these miracles could have happened. For me, it was like when I saw a magic show and then tried to figure out how the magician performed the magic trick. The truth is, there is no logical way that Jesus did these things. That's why they're called miracles. The author of the book of John gave us a wonderful story of unexplained miracles so that we could for years come to ponder how this miracle could have happened, because it's just so hard to believe in miracles. So we try to explain it away. If Jesus can, out of 5 barley loaves of bread and 2 fish, somehow feel the need to share with 5,000 men, not to mention the possibility of women and children there, against all odds, how can we not feel the same way? How can we not feel the need to feed the crowds? I can't help but get frustrated with the world today. Why is there still hunger? Jesus was very clear over and over again in our instructions. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the imprisoned and the poor. Not to forget the most important instruction of all, love one another. I ask again, why are people hungry? Why is our healthcare in this country so complicated? And what's up with our dysfunctional relationship with guns? I was so ready to talk about love today, and once again, there was another mass shooting. I just can't take it anymore. Jesus and his disciples felt so strongly that they needed to feed the crowd that it became a huge topic of conversation. Yet we cannot feed, clothe, or care for our sick. Today, when we go to an event like the movies or a concert, we need to either sneak in food or pay a really expensive price for the food offered. What has happened? I'm really struggling with this. How do I come and talk about love when time and time again I hear about another mentally ill person having possession of a gun and shooting innocent people? This situation is so complicated. The talking heads on TV and the radio all have a theory. My head spins as I ask myself, is this mental illness? Is this hate? Where is our healthcare system not working? What laws or cultural norms need to be in place with our country's relationship with guns to stop the violence? What role should we as Christians play in this complicated issue? Our scripture reading today spoke of generosity. Jesus, this little boy, and the disciples' generosity. Jesus somehow created enough food to feed the crowd out of 5 barley loaves, 2 fish, and still have leftovers out of his love. Jesus is our bread of life. Jesus is all we need. It's up to us to trust. Trust in Jesus' unending love for you and for me and for every other person on this planet. Jesus did not want anyone in the crowd to go hungry. Jesus loves us. The people were satisfied because the bread not only filled their bellies, but Jesus' love filled their hearts and their spirits. My week has been full of emotional ups and downs, highs and lows. I officiated a funeral and my first wedding, all within 4 days. I was ready to talk about love that I felt at both the funeral and at the wedding, but I got so angry with another mass shooting occurred. And then yesterday morning, I heard a woman on the news talk about how the people in the movie theater helped each other to survive. One woman took a bullet for a friend so the friend could pull the fire alarm. Others helped direct people out of the theater in the dark while crawling on the ground. These are devastating things to hear, and I hope I never hear them again. But this is God's love in this horrible event. People that have never met before helping each other survive. The love that Jesus so freely shared in feeding the crowd is here on earth today, even in this tragic event. So where do we start? Jesus was so loving and generous to the crowd that showed up to hear him teach. What if that's where we start? What if loving our family and friends is really wonderful, but loving all people is the Christian way of living? What if Christians share God's love beyond their inner circle, out into their city and their world? What if this means we speak up and take action so that we are advocates of peace, for peace? What if this means we call and write our leadership and government to find solutions for our health care and for our relationship with guns and march for peace on August 6th? I know many times when we think of love, we think of romantic love, or the love of our children or grandchildren, or the love of our family. Today, I'm talking about Jesus' love that is never-ending and so very abundant. Jesus is our bread of life. Jesus' love sustains us through the ups and downs of our life, because all we need is Jesus' love.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.